And a big-time football coach on the outs. Bobby Petrino fired as head football coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Athletic director Jeff Long says Petrino did not meet university standards for conduct.
Coach Petrino's conduct was contrary to the character and responsibilities we demand of our head football coach. Consequently, I have informed Coach Petrino that his employment with the university was being terminated immediately.
The 51-year-old was put on paid leave last week after failing to initially inform school officials that he had a 25-year-old female football employee as a passenger when he wrecked his motorcycle April 1st. Petrino, who's married with four children, later admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a former Razorbacks volleyball player. Petrino was 34-17 in 4 years at Arkansas, including 11-2. Last season. Another man on the outs, the Marlins have suspended manager Ozzie Guillen for 5 games for comments he made about former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Guillen apologized yesterday for saying he loves and respects Castro for keeping power for decades in an article in Time magazine. Ernie Kent is close to landing a new job. The former Oregon Duck basketball coach could be named new coach at Colorado State as soon as today. The 57-year-old Kent was an assistant in Fort Collins from 1987 to 89, his first 2 seasons as a coach at the college level. He'd filled a vacancy created when Tim Miles moved on to coach at Nebraska. Well, Portland hosts Golden State tonight as the regular season enters its final stages. The Warriors are 22-34, while the Blazers are 27-31, just 8 games remaining in the Blazers' schedule. Neither team is a likely playoff contender. Now, the Blazers will play without starters Nicholas Batum. He's suffering from a quadriceps injury, and LaMarcus Aldridge, who has a hip injury. Portland has won 2 of the 3 games played so far between these two clubs this season. Game time is at 7:30, and you can catch it right here on News Talk 1110, KBND. In the league last night, Cleveland better than Charlotte, Miami fell to Boston, Washington thumped Orlando, Philadelphia whacked New Jersey, Dallas stopped Sacramento, and New York lost to Chicago. Again, game time tonight, 7:30, Blazers and Golden State. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.